Shri Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Navadvip Dham ki jai, Ganga Jamuna Tulsi Bhakti Devi ki jai, Ananda Gaudiya Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Prabhanandi. All glories to the Sama devotees, all glories to the Sama devotees, all glories to the Sama devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Guru, all glories to Shri Prabhupada. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namah Bhagavate
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Sabhutale Shivate Bhaktivedanta Swami Jinamane. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prasadane Nirvishesha Shunivari Vashatade Shatadane. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siyadvaita Gadara Shivasati Gaurabhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, verse 17. Sanat Kamaro Vatu Kama Deva.
Sanat Kamaro Vatu Kama Deva.
Taya Shirsha Mampati Deva Hilana.
Taya Shirsha Mampati
Devarsi Varya Purush Archana Antarat Kur Moharin Mam Nirayada Seshat
Yeah.
Kumar, the great Brahmacharya named Sanat Kumar, all the two, may he protect Kamadeva in the hands of Cupid, Haya Shirsha, Haya Griva, Mam, Ni, Pati, on the path, Deva Helena. Neglecting to offer respectful obeisances to Brahmins, Vaishnavas, and Supreme Lord. And Devarshi Varya, Narada, Purusha Archan Antarat, from the offenses in worshipping the deity, Kurma, Lord Kurma, Hari, Supreme Personality of God, Mam, Me, Nirayat, from hell, Asheshat, unlimited. Translation, may Sanat Kumar protect from lusty desires as I begin some auspicious activity. May Lord Hayagriva protect me from being an offender, my neglecting to offer respectful obeisances to the Supreme Lord. May Devarshi Narada protect me from committing offenses and worshipping the deity. And may Lord Kurma, the tortoise, protect me from falling to the unlimited hellish planets. Purport, lusty desires are very strong in everyone, and they are the greatest impediment to the discharge of devotional service. Therefore, those who are very much influenced by lusty desires are advised to take shelter of Sanat Kumar, the great Brahmacharya devotee. Narada Muni, who was the guide for Archana, is the author of Narada Pancharatra, which prescribes the regulative principles for worshipping the deity. Everyone engaged in deity worship, whether at home or in the temple, should always seek the mercy of Devarshi Narada in order to avoid the 32 offenses while worshipping the deity. These offenses in deity worship are mentioned in the Nectar of Devotion. Text 18, may the Supreme Personality of God in His incarnation as Dhanvantari relieve me from undesirable edibles and protect me from physical illness. May Lord Rishabhadev, who conquered his inner and outer senses, protect me from fear produced by duality of heat and cold. May Yajna protect me from defamation and harm from the populace. And may Lord Balaram and Shesha protect me from envious serpents. Purport, to live in this material world may face many dangers as described herein. For example, undesirable food possesses danger to health, and therefore one must give up such food. Dhanvantari incarnation to protect us in this regard. Since Lord Vishnu is the super soul of all living entities, if he likes, he can save us from adibhautic disturbances, disturbances from other living entities. Lord Balaram is a Shesha incarnation, therefore he can save us from angry serpents or envious persons who are always ready to attack. Text 19, may the personality of God in his incarnation as Vyasadeva protect me from all kinds of ignorance resulting from the absence of Vedic knowledge. May Lord Buddhadeva protect me from activities opposed to Vedic principles and from laziness that causes one to madly forget the Vedic principles of knowledge and ritualistic action. May Kalki Dev, the Supreme Personality of God who appeared as an incarnation to protect religious principles, protect me from the dirt of the age of Kali. Purport, this verse mentions various incarnations of the Supreme Personality of God who appear for different various purposes. Vasudev Mahamuni compiled the Vedic literature for the benefit of all human society. If one wants to be protected from the reactions of ignorance, even in this age of Kali, one may consult the books left by Srila Vyasadeva, namely the four Vedas, 108 Upanishads, Vedanta Sutra, Mahabharata, Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahapurana, and the other 17 Puranas. Only by the mercy of Srila Vyasadeva do we have so many volumes of transcendental knowledge to save us from the clutches of ignorance. As described by Srila Jayadeva Goswami as Dasavatar Stotra, Lord Buddhadeva apparently decried the Vedic knowledge. The mission of Lord Buddha was to save people from the abominable activity of animal killing and save the poor animals from being unnecessarily killed. When Pachandis were cheating by killing animals on the plea of sacrificing them in Vedic yagis, the Lord said, if the Vedic injunctions allow animal killing, I do not accept the Vedic principles. Thus he actually saved people who acted according to Vedic principles. One should therefore surrender to Lord Buddha so he can help one avoid misusing the injunctions of the Vedas. The Kalki avatar is the fierce incarnation who vanquishes the class of atheists born in this age of Kali. Now, in the beginning of Kali Yuga, many irreligious principles are in effect, and as Kali Yuga advances, many pseudo-religious principles will certainly be introduced, and people will forget the real religious principles enunciated by Lord Krishna before the beginning of Kali Yuga, namely principles of surrender under the lotus feet of the Lord. Unfortunately, because of Kali Yuga, foolish people do not surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna. Even most people who claim to belong to the Vedic system of religion are actually opposed to Vedic principles. Every day they manufacture a new type of dharma on the plea that whatever one manufactures is also a path of liberation. Atheistic men generally say, according to this view, there are hundreds and thousands of different opinions in human society, and each opinion is a valid religious principle. This philosophy of rascals has killed the religious principles mentioned in the Vedas, and such philosophies will become increasingly influential as Kali Yuga progresses. In the last stage of Kali Yuga, Kalki Dev, the fierce incarnation of Keshava, will descend to kill all the atheists and will save only the devotees of the Lord. So here we have a whole list of prayers offered to different deities. This is in relation to the Narayan Kavacha, which was explained at the beginning. That was placing syllables of the mantras of Narayan on the body. And then after that, different deities are invoked. So the invocation is actually, please protect me from this particular calamity or that particular calamity. And different incarnations of the Lord are addressed because they have special qualities for different types of protection according to the situation. And so this first one is Sanat Kumar. So he is one of the Kumaras who are eternal brahmacharis. So therefore it says, please protect me from Kama, from lust, from Kamadev. So in this way, a whole series of avatars are mentioned, and the prayer is to ask for protection. So the next one is Hayashirsha. That is the horse avatar of the Lord. He says, protect me from ignoring or disrespecting the different aspects of the Supreme Lord. Hayashirsha is famous for giving the Vedas. The Vedas came out of his breathing once they were taken away by the Asuras. So by praying to Hayashirsha that we get Vedic knowledge so that we will respect the Supreme Lord. Narada Muni is invoked because Narada Muni especially, of course, he preaches bhakti, and he also is the author of Narada Pancharatra. So, therefore, he is protected from offenses in deity worship. And Kurma is invoked to protect one from hell. Why Kurma? Is because if we look at the structure of the universe, of course, we have Satyaloka at the top, and then we have all the lower planetary systems down to Earth and Bhumandala. And then we have the lower planetary systems down to Patala Loka. Then we have Shesha holding everything up. Huh? And then apparently under everything is Kurma. He's at the bottom, holding everything up. So, Kurma Dev is considered to be a sustaining force of support. Of course, that's what a turtle is. He's very firm. So often in the depictions of things of the universe, we have Kurma at the bottom holding everything up. So similarly, because he's at the bottom, then he can somehow hold us up and protect us from the hellish planets, which are right next above him. And Dhanvantari, of course, is famous for medicine, not delivering medicine. So there, here's a prayer, protect me from sickness. From all sorts of diseases. Huh? And Rishabha, he is, of course, is famous because he is Paramahamsa, completely detached from everything in the material world. The prayer is to protect one from seeing dualities in the material world, hot and cold, etc. So Rishabha Dev is an example of one who is completely beyond all material conditions. Yagya. Yagya is, of course, not such a famous avatar, but he's actually one of the quite a powerful avatar who appeared in Swayambhuva Manvantara, and he's actually the Manvantara avatar also. He is prayed to protect one from the other people who may somehow try to harm you. Balaram is prayed to protect you from snakes, because Balaram himself, of course, is Shesha, the biggest snake. And then Vyasadeva is applied, obviously, because of knowledge. So protect one from ignorance. One can ask Vyasadeva for mercy. And Buddha, of course, Buddha appeared in order to counteract misuse of religious principles. So therefore, it says that Pashandagana Pramadat, please give me protection from the people who misuse religious principles. And Kalki is applied. Kalki, of course, is the last avatar at the end of Kali Yuga. So here the prayer is offered to protect one from the contamination of Kali Yuga. And this, of course, continues with more. So, various avatars have particular characteristics. Of course, we can say that all avatars have all qualities, but they do not manifest those particular qualities in those particular forms. So, though Narasimhadeva is very powerful and has all sorts of qualities, certain qualities do not manifest when he performs his pastimes. So he does not manifest large degrees of the higher rasas, like Madhurya Rasa, etc., as Krishna does. So various avatars manifest certain amounts of the qualities, but not all of the qualities. And then they manifest particular qualities according to their lila. For instance, Varaha, his particular quality is lifting the earth up. Or Hiranyakasipu of Narasimha, of course, is to kill Hiranyakasipu, or Rama is to kill Ravana, etc. So they have particular purposes they come for, and they reveal certain characteristics. We can offer our respects to these different persons because of the different qualities they manifest. So in the same way, we have the avatars here. We have Buddha in the north. So what is Buddha? Represent, that is Mercury. What does Mercury represent? Intelligence. Buddha means intelligence. Or Krishna, it represents the moon. Moon planet, and of course everything, mentality, etc., like that, mind control, etc., because Krishna was coming from the moon dynasty. Or Vamana is in charge of Jupiter, planet Guru, which represents knowledge and piety, punya, etc., wealth. Vamanadeva? Vamanadeva is famous because he expanded himself and he covered everything in the whole universe. So that is the nature of Guru or Jupiter. It expands, covers everything. So it includes everything within it. So therefore, Vamanadeva is like that because he expanded himself. So, in this way, the various avatars have particular qualities and they are useful. In the material world, if one wants certain benedictions, one can apply to those avatars instead of applying to devatas. So normally, people will worship devatas to get certain benedictions. And in the second canto of Bhagavatam, a whole list of devatas are mentioned. If you want this, then you worship this devata. You want that, you worship this devata, etc. So, the alternative is to worship the Supreme Lord. So in the second canto, it also says, whether you have all desires or no desires, worship the Supreme Lord.
So therefore, rather than worship devatas to fulfill your desires, you should worship the Supreme Lord. However, then one can worship these different forms for different things. However, this of course is not pure bhakti. Pure bhakti is to worship without any desires for anything except to serve the Lord. So that is a higher principle. So as we mentioned previously, the devatas here were not actually performing pure bhakti because they had motives. They wanted to get their kingdom back and defeat the demons, and therefore they utilized as Vishwarupa and Nrisimha Kavacha. So when they're using the Nrisimha Kavacha, they're trying to get protection from the demons and asking for protection in all sorts. So therefore they're chanting all these mantras, protect me from this, protect me from that, whatever. But not only physical protection from the weapons of the demons, but also all sorts of protection from ignorance and whatever. So this is not pure bhakti. This is mixed bhakti when we ask the Lord for different things. So that is better than worshipping devatas to get things, but still it is not the highest principle according to the definition of pure bhakti. So therefore, those who are serious devotees do not also indulge in these things and ask the Lord for these particular benedictions from different forms of the Lord. Rather, they simply worship the Supreme Lord, and whatever he wants to do, he can do, as far as our material condition is concerned. And the other point, of course, is that though each of these forms gives certain things, just as different devatas give different benedictions, the Supreme Lord is not limited like devatas, who can't give everything. Each devata cannot give everything, they give a certain thing. So that is not so for the Supreme Lord. So though there are different prayers to different deities for different benedictions here, we should also understand that since they are the Supreme Lord, then they give all benedictions no matter who they are. However, in terms of spiritual benedictions, ultimately, we can't say that because, as I said, according to their particular form, they do not display all qualities. So in terms of rasa, they do not. They cannot give certain rasa. So Shrimadev cannot give you Madhurya rasa. And same with Ramchandra, etc. They do not bestow such things. So in terms of spiritual benedictions, it is Krishna who can give everything, not the other forms of the Lord, because he is Akila Rasamrita Murti. He is the very form of all rasas. He is composed of all these rasas. So therefore, he can bestow all rasas in all forms, whereas the others cannot do so. So that is why he is put on the very top, because he can manifest not only all material benedictions, but also all spiritual benedictions, and satisfy everyone completely.
Shrivastava.
It says that? Oh, I see. I don't know. I don't know why particularly Shrivastava. Because he's Narada? Yes? Because he's Narada Muni? Oh, I see. I thought you would take shelter Haridas Thakur. Because he's Namacharya. I don't know.
Yeah. Lord,